Track 8. Unit 2. Listening 2. Game Theory Part 2.
I chose the anti-coordination situation. This one was quite easy, as the example most often cited is one I'd heard of before. It's the game of chicken. Two drivers drive towards each other on a collision course. One of the drivers has to swerve to avoid the other, or they will crash. But if one driver swerves and the other does not, the one who swerves is called a chicken, meaning a coward, and is the loser. So, the principle of the game is that each player prefers not to yield to or swerve away from the other. But if they don't yield, they get the worst possible outcome. It's also known as the hawk-dove game. I was reading Ross Cressman's book, The Stability Concept of Evolutionary Game Theory, from 1992, and he describes the same scenario as a situation in which there is competition for a shared resource, and the contestants can choose either resolution or conflict. One real-world application here is in the world of negotiation and international diplomacy, where neither side wants to back down or lose face, but risks total loss if they don't.
Okay, the prisoner's dilemma is the most famous and important of all game theory situations, at least from what I read. Albert W. Tucker formalized the game aspect in his book Contributions to the Theory of Games from 1950. The simple scenario to explain this theory is that it's a mathematical explanation of why people cooperate. In this game, two prisoners are both being held by the police for the same crime. They are in different cells, and the police interview each one separately. Now, each prisoner has a choice. He can remain silent, or confess and tell the police that his partner is guilty. More importantly, each prisoner knows that the other has the same choice. If both prisoners stay silent, they each get a 1-year sentence. If both confess, if they both try to blame the crime on each other, they each get 3 years in jail. But, and here's the tricky part, if only one confesses and blames the crime on the other, he goes free. But he sends his partner away for 5 years. What makes it a real dilemma is that, logically, the best strategy for each prisoner individually is to confess and blame the crime on the other. But it could provide a worse outcome. I think the real-world application of this is all about cooperating even when something isn't in your best interests.